Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. Our nation has had labeling information of some kind for a long time, informing consumers of the origin where many of their food items or processed items like clothing were produced. However, it has come in some cases with legal challenges and efforts to better define country of origin. Rod Bain looks at the history regarding cool labels for farm and food products in the U.S.
While the debate over country of origin labeling regarding domestically produced meat products is a relatively recent event, the concept of country of origin labels in U.S. trade law is almost a century old. Amendments to the Tariff Act of 1930 required many food items to bear the information of where that item came from to the consumer. Yet it wasn't until enactments of farm bills, first in 2002, later 2008, that retailers were required to have some form of country of origin labeling on a wide array of products. Implementation, however, took time, and in some cases, by commodity. From 2009, comments from then USDA Agricultural Marketing Service Administrator David Shipman and Associate Deputy Administrator William Sessions.
We'll be working with state organizations to help us enforce the country of origin labeling.
There are four categories of meat that are derived from these animals. There's U.S. origin, there's what we call mixed origin, where the animals are born in another country and raised and slaughtered in this country, and those animals are imported for direct slaughter, and the meat that comes in as imported product.
Cool is mandatory for products ranging from lamb meat and chicken to some tree nuts and perishable commodities. It was, until 2015, mandatory for beef and pork.
WTO has confirmed that we have, in essence, the right to provide county of origin requirements, but they basically confirmed a previous ruling that the requirements as written in the statute are not consistent with WTO obligations.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, also in 2015, during his first terms as secretary. It was that year when the final appeal of a 2012 World Trade Organization ruling was denied. The initial ruling favored Canada and Mexico's challenge of U.S. mandatory country of origin labeling for muscle cuts of beef and pork. As explained in 2012 by the U.S. Trade Representative's Office General Counsel at the time, Tim Reif.
The panel did say that the specifics of how we had designed our requirements were things that came into conflict with the rules, and that's the totality of the ruling.
The threat of retaliatory sanctions by Canada and Mexico to the amount of up to $3 billion led Congress in that year to rescind MCOOL status for beef and pork products, with USDA finalizing that rule in early 2016.
Since then, the voluntary cool label has come into play. The future of country of origin labeling, though, TBD. This is Inside Agriculture. See you again tomorrow morning, right here, same time, same station.